This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, filling in for Al Michaels on TV this week, Monday Night Football, Ty Bollinger going outside the football box. Hey, TMP, how are you, my buddy, my brother?
I'm doing well, RSP. What's up, brother? Are we going to play some football tonight?
Did you feel like you were about to be the announcer on a minute? We hear that. You're like, okay, Ty's in. He's in for Al Michaels. Okay.
I remember those days. You know, Robert, the funny thing is, you know, when we were growing up, it was like Monday Night Football, you got a game. And if you were lucky on Sunday, you'd get one game at, you know, at max that one of the stations would pick up that was close to you. I mean, it was so different now. I mean, we have the NFL ticket here, and so every game's televised. It's almost like it's not quite as special as it used to be, but that Monday Night Football music took me back to when you got two games a week and nobody missed Monday Night Football.
Sure, and back when we were growing up, it was actually Howard Cosell. You remember that? And then that Frank
Cosell.
And then Frank Gifford. No, there was no discussion of what is it called, the traumatic brain injury, encephalopathy? CTE, right?
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy, I mean, everybody or most people probably seen the movie with Will Smith, Concussion, about the work of Dr. Bennett Omalu, I think it was, up in Pittsburgh, who studied several of the Pittsburgh Steelers, actually, that had killed themselves but due to CTE, it's what he coined the term, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. In other words, they got hit so many times, so many concussions that they got brain damage, and they basically went crazy. You know, for instance, Mike Webster was one of the guys that was talked about in the movie. I loved Iron Mike back in the 70s. I mean, big old arms, just a mammoth of a center for the Steelers. Mm-hmm. He ended up killing himself, right? And so there was just a lot of sad stuff that happened back there because, you know, maybe getting hit in the head 100,000 times in your career is not a great idea.
Well, no, it's not. And again, it's one thing to have, a one concussion one time or, you know, every one. But the whole idea is this hit again. And that's the chronic aspect of it, and that's the character that was played by Will Smith in the movie Concussion was the doctor that had integrity, was seeing this and saying there's a problem here. Of course, the NFL has to protect its brand, and it's an economic entity of its own to try and make money, although it's been granted certain special monopolies. It's interesting, but they fought hard not to acknowledge this danger. And even the so-called settlement apparently wasn't all that big when we do the math in regards to what the players have suffered. But now we talk about the dangers of vaccination all the time, and particularly how dangerous it is to brain and nervous system health. And somebody has the audacity to promote that maybe the way to protect these players is to give them a vaccine against CTE. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, we have to talk about this tonight, Robert. They are talking about a vaccine to protect football players from CTE, which is a neurodegenerative disease caused by getting hit in the head too many times. So how could a vaccine protect you from that? All that a vaccine could possibly do is damage some sort of communication pathway in your brain so that you don't know you're injured. I mean, that's all drugs can do. That's all vaccines can do is mask symptoms. So I don't know how this is supposed to work, but it couldn't prevent it. It could just make you maybe not as aware that you have it.
Yeah, I'm reading this article, and it's stunning how the level of stupidity that they have. Of course, when there's profit to be had, and if they can get a monopoly granted patent on a a vaccine for this thing, and of course they're going to go for it. But they're talking about a protein that they can develop working with some kind of synthetic medicine drug thing. I'm just like, this is just so beyond what I would even consider they would do. But tau, T-A-U, they call it. And they say by doing this vaccine, this tau, which is present when there's injury, obviously God said there's a reason for this to happen, but no, we're man, we're arrogant, nothing right. that God does we can't outdo. Like, they're so stupid to do this. And they say we can develop a way that we could stop that from happening. But what are the unintended consequences of stopping a normal physiological response to traumatic injury? Right?
Exactly. And see, that's the thing, Robert. It says the tau are proteins that stabilize microtubules. Well, the microtubules are their width, their measurement, their stability for a reason. So if you change that and you get hit in the head and it doesn't damage it, then what are the peripheral damages that it does to you? Because that's what's supposed to happen. Is we are created the way that we are for a reason. When you start trying to change that makeup, a lot of unintended side effects occur. So, for instance, bodybuilders, right? They want to get huge, right? So they start juicing up with steroids. Back in the day when I competed, everybody used steroids. But that wasn't enough. And so then they started injecting insulin and human growth hormone to get even bigger. And that's a lot of the guys that are just freaky big today. That's what they're doing. But the unintended consequences of this is that most of them are dying by their mid-40s because when you use human growth hormone, it creates acromegaly, basically. It creates your bones keep growing, your jaws, your organs keep growing. All of the bones in your head that haven't fused, like your jaw, like your forehead, they keep growing. And your heart keeps growing. And so you basically age yourself 20 years in a period of 5 years because of growth hormone. It's an unintended consequence of these guys that want to be mammoth monsters. So there's always something like that that happens when we try to play God.
So if they're successful at doing this vaccine thing, then they protect you from this so-called tau thing, the synthetic version protein, will stop the immune response. And, of course, there's nothing bad that happens when you stop the immune system, right? Like with a steroidal drug, not even for bodybuilders, but like prednisone, for instance. It shuts down inflammation, but at what cost? Destruction of the liver, destruction of the immune system, any number of things. And I liken this to the brilliance tie of doctors promoting the bisphenate drug. How do you say it? Bisphenate? I can't say it right now. The drugs like Boniva that are given for prevention of osteoporosis. And what it does is it stops the breakdown of bone cells, which you say, well, that's great, except there's a reason that God said, you know what, you're supposed to replace those cells all the time.
Yes.
And so if we stop that process, you end up with necrotic bone tissue that's more crumbly than those with osteoporosis. And we're asking the same group of scientists to figure this brain trauma out.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And we don't want to stop the immune system from reacting. We don't want to stop inflammation. Inflammation is a good thing. That is the immune system working. We want to stop chronic inflammation. And so the way that we stop chronic inflammation is we keep, you know, we eat nutritious foods, we take herbs, we exercise. That helps to stop chronic inflammation. But every time we have a cut or a bruise or we're exposed to some sort of pathogen that our immune system needs to respond to, that is inflammation. That's a good thing. That's how we heal. So we don't want to stop that.
Well, what could we do? I mean, I've proposed things because in homeopathic medicine, we have Arnica Montana. We have, Cali Phosphor. I'm just drawing a blank on the other remedy. It'll come back to me. But even the use of CBD, which is now proven to be neuroprotective, neuroregenerative. So they're amazing tools to deal with this in a non-patented, non-toxic, non-drug way. And I think it was Cali Sulfuricum, if I'm not mistaken, is one of the key remedies for brain injury. But there's so many options other than vaccines and drugs that have untoward, unintended consequences. Or at a certain point, they go, well, it was intentional because we profit off of those consequences. We'll sell you another drug.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I've seen some guys, some NFL players on interviews talking about using cannabis for CTE. Mm-hmm. And they say they have gotten more relief across the board from cannabis than any other thing they've ever been prescribed to help with their CTE. It is actually it's a miracle drug for helping them deal with these brain injuries, too. It levels them out.
By the way, it's Natrum Sulfuricum. My brain has all of these Latin-named remedies in them, and while I'm talking to TMB about brain encephalopathies, it just wasn't coming clear. Natrum Sulfuricum is the remedy for concussion, hey, brain injury.
Don't worry about it, Robert Scott Bellicus.
Yes, I just went Harry Potter on everybody. Super Don is going to run. All right, so we've got that. Now, you as the mathematician CPA guy, there was an article last year, I think, or no, a few years back, talking about the math of the NFL concussion settlement. Was it something that actually benefited the players, or did they sell themselves short going into a profession? Yes, they can make a lot of money, but how much were they cared for? Were they warned about this chronic thing? Did the NFL know about it? If they did, when did they know all of these things resulting in what? Economic benefit to people who are really suffering?
Well, I don't think that they, I don't know the numbers. I just opened up that article, but the people are not, the people that were injured are suffering. I mean, there's a lot of money that apparently has been put into some fund to help them, but it's not anywhere near what people need. And because number one, people don't need necessarily money. A lot of the NFL players that are suffering from CTE are doing well financially. They need help, right? They need something that can fix their mental state. It's not that money won't solve it. Because, like, for instance, if you go to that concussion movie, there was a part of it where it shows Iron Mike Webster living out of his car, of his truck for a while, that he was so crazy that he lived in his truck. Well, the reality was, yeah, he lived in his truck, but it wasn't because he was destitute. He had plenty of money. I remember reading an article that said he just slept in his car because mentally he wanted to sleep in his car. And he was trying to work through mental issues because that's where his place of peace was in his car. But he wasn't out of money. He just was trying to fix what was going on upstairs. So I think that we make the mistake of thinking that we can throw a lot of money towards a problem and it automatically be fixed. Well, you have to have the proper solution to direct that money to.
Sure. And if you're looking for a vaccine for chronic traumatic encephalopathy for the brain due to repeated hits, I think you need your head examined. We need healing, and that comes from the natural world. We talk about the botanicals. Last hour, we talked even about kratom and its benefits for people with opioid addiction. Now, many of these NFL players may have been introduced to opioids because of the pain that they suffered from all of their injuries as well. So there are a lot of things that they're not looking at because they're only looking to Flexner Report-inspired medical schools reaching into what? Patent medicines, monopoly medicines.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing is because you're not going to really find solutions in these patented medicines for these people that are suffering. You know, I remember one scene. How much time we got left, man?
We're almost up on a break here, so hold that thought.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll talk more about this. By the way, the truth about vaccines, it's relaunching.
Yeah, it launches tonight.
Tonight. Yeah, folks,
tonight.
Get ready.
Episode one.
We'll talk about that as well, how you can plug in. Super Don's got it linked up in the show notes, I'm certain. Go to robertscottbell.com, thetruthaboutvaccines.com, and Truth About Cancer as well. And we'll be back with Ty Bollinger, more Outside the Box.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, so TMB after the show. I think I'm going to be going out with our buddy Paul B., Paul Bear Carroll, in Echo Water, because Marlene Siegel, Dr. Siegel, is in town with her daughter, Alyssa. And, of course, she was featured in The Truth About Pet Cancer. So it's like the healing gifts keep on giving.
That's awesome, man. Awesome. You can be able to connect up.
It'll be great, but what's more important for everybody out there around the world listening is that The Truth About Vaccines is relaunching this very evening. And if you didn't catch it the first time around, never before had it been done. The experts interviewed, the historical perspective, the perspective that you need before, like Dr. Mayer Eisenstein used to say, educate before you vaccinate. And once you educate and you still vaccinate, you probably haven't educated enough. But that's up to you to decide, and that's what was done, Ty, with The Truth About Vaccines.
Yeah, really excited about it. Truth About Vaccines relaunches tonight, first episode, 8 o'clock Eastern, so 36 minutes. So go to robertscottbell.com. You can click through right there, Robert, to sign up for Truth About Vaccines. It's got a banner.
I believe so. Super Don, you set the banner up? Tell me.
It's in the show notes.
Sweet. Yeah, that's
good.
Super deep.
Good, so. Yeah, sign up, watch it for free. 7 episodes, absolutely free. It will enlighten you as far as vaccines are concerned. It's really beneficial to us. It's really encouraging to us when we get all the feedback from people across the world about how we've helped them. And that's the reason that we do what we do. I told you the story when we were in Phuket, Thailand. A couple from China recognized me and said, hey, Truth About Vaccines, you know, saved our little girl from vaccines. So that's why we do what we do, is to get the word out there. So watch it for free and learn a lot about vaccines. It will blow your mind.
Yeah, it really will. And folks, again, just so you know, it's your decision to make. We're not making these decisions for you, but we realize that the information is not out there. And what we do here on this show, what Ty Bollinger has done with the Truth of About series, cancer, pet cancer, vaccines, other things, and then the Asian tour, it's about getting you information that you would otherwise not have access to. and then you can make better, fully informed decisions about your health to protect you and prevent things from happening, or if you're already in a dire circumstance, to help navigate your way out of it. No permission required, because we believe your birthright is in healing.
Stop asking permission where none is required, right?
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm just all over the board tonight. Back to the CTE, one of the things that really impressed me about Dr. Omalu was he literally did put about $100,000 of his own money into this research. You know, put your money where your mouth is, and he actually did. He so wanted to get to the cause of all of these football players that were committing suicide that he literally put $100,000 into it. So I'm impressed with the guy. I like him, and I think he's got a good heart. But here's what should remind you of Big Pharma. The NFL actually, once he came out with all these findings, they sound kind of like the American Cancer Society or the DEA with hemp. They tried to discredit all of his research. They handpicked three doctors, the NFL did, to try to give opposing opinions to Dr. Omalu because they didn't want to admit that they were killing NFL players because of the not warning them about the damage that this was doing to their brain. So it's very much the same protocol that Big Pharma follows that the NFL followed.
Yeah. Well, and there's resistance. It's like that. You resist until it becomes self-evident, and then you're like, oh, I was always on board with that. I mean, there were doctors, one who was featured in that film, who was obviously impacted about this, a neurosurgeon for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I know very well, Dr. Joseph Maroon. And they made him look pretty bad initially, although he's a good guy, and he's really embraced essential fatty acids and CBD now for brain injury. But at the time, it's just like anything. You deny what's happening right before because maybe your paycheck is dependent on it. I don't know. But it's a pattern in human history that you deny it until it becomes so overwhelmingly self-evident that now you got to go, oh, okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Wasn't that the character that Alec Baldwin played in the movie, Maroon?
It might have been. Yeah, he might have played Joseph Maroon. But I've had him on the show. We didn't talk about that. It's been years, but we talked about essential fatty acids, fish oils, cod liver oil.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course,
for your brain.
He now knows the benefit also of CBD from hemp and cannabis. So he's a good guy, but they didn't make him look good in the film. So I just,
it's another interesting similarity. You know, the University of Virginia medical school scientists that discovered that cannabis was curative towards three different kinds of cancer, they thought that the DEA would be happy with their findings and that they would publish them. But guess what? They weren't. And it's very much the same way with Dr. Omalu. He really thought the NFL was going to be pleased with his findings because he thought they would then use it to try to correct the concussion problem. But they didn't.
Right.
They buried it. Right. Try to evade
no.
him.
Well, like Dr. Andrew Wakefield pointing out, my gosh, there's a problem here with gastrointestinal inflammation after MMR. You should know about this. Could be autism. I don't know. They trashed him because of it. Folks, be careful. If you're the first one out there saying it, duck, but keep on going for the right reasons like we're doing here. Hey, is there a biomarker for autism? Yeah, we're going to cover that with Ty Bollinger next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right, one of those things that the medical community says, oh, if we only had a biomarker, a predictive marker that could figure out who's most vulnerable for autism, then we might, like, treat them differently, right? Because right now, Ty Bollinger, modern medicine is like medical collectivism. It's evil the way it manifests because it says one size fits all. We give the same dose of the vaccine to every child, no matter what their background is, no matter what strengths or weaknesses or constitutions they have or don't have. And it, of course, is not scientifically based to say one size fits all. That's ludicrous and absurd. Maybe, maybe, though, they found a biomarker. And if so, what does that mean? Is it only part of the picture? Is it a big picture? Ty, this is sort of important stuff.
It is sort of important stuff. It's a part of the picture. It's a large part of what's missing, I think, in this equation. Reading an article in the American Journal of Psychiatry, they wanted to know if there was any kind of a correlation between insecticide levels and offspring compared to kids that weren't exposed to the insecticides, right? They found out that maternal exposure to insecticides, we know that the kids inside, the babies, are getting 200 plus chemicals through that placenta, right? Through the umbilical cord blood. They are literally bathing in chemicals. And this study, published just recently, in the last month, American Journal of Psychiatry, shows that they found that exposure to insecticides, maternal exposure, is associated in with autism. Now, we already knew that there was carcinogenic effects in the babies, and that's one of the reasons that babies are getting cancer is because of the chemicals that are in the blood. Now we're also seeing that same umbilical cord blood is transporting chemicals that can also cause autism. That's
so we have an indication then. We have actually something they can go, whoa, if these levels are detectable at all, DDT, DDE, which is a metabolite from DDT, PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, these are things that are known toxins, and yet when found, as you said, maternal exposure impacting the developing baby, and that baby comes up and they measure this stuff in cord blood or elsewhere, it's like, hello, I think we better reconsider this vaccination thing. Because the risk for autism goes up significantly. I think it says that this was derived from a Finnish prenatal study of autism, a national birth cohort study based on a nested case control design. I don't think anybody, as far as I know, is attacking this study as saying, oh, no, it's illegitimate. It was done by Andrew Wakefield, right, trying to discredit it, even though Andy's a great guy, a stand-up guy and a good scientist. But this is a significant step in the right direction.
This is a huge step in the right direction. What they will do at this point is just ignore it, right? It's not published by anybody that's controversial like Andy Wakefield. It's not published by anybody that's well-known like Andy Wakefield. It's just a study in the American Journal of Psychiatry, and it'll come and go, and unless we bring it up, unless we bring attention to it, they won't. They will just ignore it until people stop talking about it. So I think it's important to start talking about articles like this where we're finding links to autism, whether it be from vaccines, whether it be from, umbilical cord blood carrying these pesticides. We need to talk about it. So let's keep talking about it. And you keep telling your friends about this, folks. Here's a study just published last month shows that autism is being increased, the rates of autism, by insecticide levels in the blood of the baby.
Yeah. And if we go into these DDE levels, they said that if they were in the highest 75th percentile, okay, that's when the risk really went up. So I know there are levels and layers, but as with anything, toxicity is in the dose. And the odds of autism with intellectual disability were increased by greater than twofold when maternal DDE levels were above the so-called threshold that they're listing here. They didn't see a relationship to PCBs in autism. So, again, not everything's related to everything, but there are toxic impacts of PCBs that may be not autism-related. But, folks, when you go to your doctor, they don't know this. They're not reading this. So my question is, why do you even have a doctor? Why do you even have a pediatrician? I'm serious in asking the question. Wouldn't it be better, like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny says, she's a DO, says, you know what, it'd be better to have a chiropractor. I agree. A naturopath, a homeopath. Unless there was a need for a pediatric surgeon, of course, that's a different story. But by and large, they've gotten monopoly status over children. And as I said last hour, moms and dads, you have to be the first, second, and last line of defense against the evil, even if it's unintentional, that is being done by the medical profession to your children through vaccination.
Yeah, I mean, you need to find somebody, if you want to be under the care of a medical professional, doesn't have to have an MD after his or her name. Chiropractors are great. You know, I love kinesiologists. We have a great one in Franklin, Tennessee. There's a lot of different types of medical professionals. They can look out for you and mentor you and teach you. They don't have to have the letters MD after their names. There's a lot of doctors that don't have MD that know a heck of a lot more than the medical doctors about real health.
Right. And as we know, the parents who have suffered through vaccine injury know more than even many of the research scientists. Because, you know, the research scientists may be good in one area. They haven't reviewed the science everywhere else. These parents have reviewed science in every area. And they're just quite impressive. And, of course, some of them do have PhDs, like Brian Hooker, who we had on last week, and revealing things, including the glyphosate, not a pesticide, but a fungicide, herbicide, if you will, in the crops ending up in the kids, and that also impacting on manifestation of not only gut health and immune dysregulation, but autism as well.
Yeah, but here's a problem. The other side says, oh, well, yeah, you're just a mother. You're not a doctor. You're just a mother that does all your research on the internet. And they laugh at mothers with autistic kids like they're stupid. Well, where do you do all your research, Doc? It's all on the internet now. So just because you have a medical degree doesn't mean that you are any smarter or can do any better research than your average mother or father that maybe isn't a medical doctor. You know, being intelligent is not relegated to just medical doctors. There's a lot of people out there that stay home with their kids, a lot of mothers that are way smarter than some medical doctors out there. So you don't have to have an MD to learn about medicine or to learn about health.
Yeah, and as we talk about every Monday, Advanced Medicine with our buddy Dr. Bitar, you know, we talk about the difficulty in unlearning things that doctors are having, right? They've been doing things for generations, and then suddenly a study comes out saying, well, you know that thing you've been doing for generations as doctors? There's no evidence it works. And, of course, the same thing with vaccination. When will they realize, and if they do, will they then act on that information, or will they be so stuck in their ways that they can't see life without that one-size-fits-all injection to all infants?
Well, Robert, that's kind of where the religion aspect of vaccination comes in. So many pediatricians, they can't understand that we can have a healthy kid without being vaccinated. They've been so indoctrinated. And so, you know, that's why we have to keep talking about the truth. That's why whoever's listening right now that hadn't seen it needs to go watch The Truth About Vaccines tonight.
Right. Yeah, and folks, this is so stunning when you see the history of it. Medical professionals talking about it. Who is it? Larry Pilevsky in there? Dr. Pilevsky?
Dr. Pilevsky's in there, yeah.
Dude, he's one of the most, the sharpest docs on the planet on the vaccine issue and nailing these things.
He was like pediatrician of the year in New York City or something. I mean, like there's some pretty seriously credentialed people that I got a chance to interview for The Truth About Vaccines. Yeah, there's a lot of letters after their names. Let's just say if that's something that impresses you about doctors, we've got several doctors that have a lot of letters. They've got a lot of degrees. These aren't just, somebody that heard about vaccines and wrote their own blog post. These are medical doctors that have studied about them for 30 years or plus.
And not only that, as you get to the latter episode, maybe the last one, Ty, you'll have to remind me. I was the second interviewer because I was there at the conference on homeoprophylaxis. We actually go into talking to doctors that have utilized it, their stories told based on the real peer-reviewed journals as well as clinical experience in terms of alternatives, options. When you don't vaccinate and you're nervous, you're scared, is there another way to go? And we talk homeoprophylaxis. I don't believe that had ever been done before either.
It hadn't, and I'm trying to think about, I can't remember the names of the folks that you interviewed for me there, but you saved us. You got to Tampa on a night where I couldn't get there because of weather and got several great interviews on homeoprophylaxis. So I think that is episode number 7 that we cover that.
Yeah, and again, as important as anything is not just pointing out a problem, but providing other options, right? And that's where, you know, we're not intending to go, oh my gosh, for instance, like Truth About Cancer, my gosh, chemotherapy is going to kill you. And then we leave you with that. Right? No, it was always about, let's now bring you to another reality, that there are other ways to address cancer. In the same way, if you're nervous about not vaccinating because you've been brought up and you believe, you think it's the only way, and now suddenly you realize the danger, you go, well, I got to do something. Well, I might say you might, maybe you don't, but even if you don't and you want to, there's a safe option. And that's kind of the plus factor in everything that you put out there, Ty.
Well, you know, it doesn't do any good to just tell people the sky's falling, you've been poisoned, you've been damaged. We have to give them options. And so that's really a goal, is to educate people, let them know that there's some serious consequences to a lot of these medical procedures, these cancer treatments, these vaccines. You might have some damage, but here's some options. Here's ways that you can restore that immune system. Here's ways you can detoxify. Give them hope. I mean, that's been our message since day one with cancer, is it's not a death sentence. There's always hope. So we don't ever want people to leave feeling in despair. We want them to leave full of hope that they learned the truth, and then here's the options that you have to now improve your physical condition, right? Turn on that self-healing mechanism, like Dr. Ed Group likes to say.
Yeah, beautifully said. By the way, speaking of cancer treatment, cancer will kill nearly 10 million people this year. That's according to CNN reporting, but they don't reference that more people die of the treatment to cancer yet. They're still not getting that in the mainstream media.
Well, and that's a problem, that people aren't admitting that. The media probably doesn't even know that. Doctors are knowing it. I mean, they're not stupid. They see people dying from the treatments. I got that over in Asia quite a bit, especially with the Indian doctors. They're just over and over saying people are dying from the treatments to cancer. Very, very sad. The doctors were that, you know, their emotional state about the cancer in India was, they were very sad. I did not know this, but India is number three in the world to cancer. U.S. is first, I believe, China second, India is number three. And the people are just dying, and they think that, you know, chemotherapy and radiation are going to heal them. They're still very, even though you think of India being a lot of homeopathy and they have options to treatments, the people are still brainwashed into thinking they need to do chemo and radiation, and they're dying from it.
Right. No, it's still, there's a lot of ignorance out there, a lot of medical hypnosis that's happened on planet Earth, even in places where you think it didn't reach, it has. Folks, what about the flu shot? We're going to talk about that coming up as well. They're admitting not only does it rarely work, but even if it does work, it doesn't last. Are you kidding me? Really? Is this all in preparation from the new, like, genetically engineered super flu, universal flu shot? I suspect that it might be, because they're attacking their own on this. We'll talk about it with Ty Bollinger. Remember, the truth about vaccines, re-release right after the show if you're watching live, listening live, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And I want you there. Go get it. RobertScottBell.com has got it linked up in the notes. Back more with Ty after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, each week, this time, we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Of course, he wrote that book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. That's where it all started. And a number of books since then, including the book we co-authored, which still is helping people all over the place, the Unlock the Power to Heal. And, my gosh, we're just kind of keep on bringing it to those who are in need. So, TMB, again, I don't have to tell you. I just enjoy so much that we get together at least every week, if not more.
Me too, man. When we get together, it's shaking. Oh, right? Snapping our fingers, right?
Just like us. But don't watch us dance because it'd be pretty embarrassing. But we don't mind being fools.
I was trying to remember the words to the bumper music there. Eddie Money, right? Shaking?
I believe that's right, yes.
You shake, yeah. Rosanna's daddy had a car she loved to drive, stole the keys one night, she took it for a ride. Remember that?
No, I don't know those words. I was never good at that.
That was our bumper music that just brought us back in from commercial.
No, I believe you. I just didn't remember the words. See, I know all the words to all the Neil Diamond songs, and I can sing them. But when it comes to other stuff, I'm a bit spotty. I'll make up my own words if I'm not sure, and then my daughter especially will laugh at me. Dad!
That's too funny. Well, daughters do that, don't they?
They do. They got to keep us on. But listen, you have awesome daughters. And again, we mentioned Brianna, but Tabitha, of course, and little sweet Charity. My gosh, they're gorgeous and adorable, and they're here to do great, great things. And that's like they chose good daddy and mommy. And I just adore them and adore you and the whole family. And it's so nice when we get together. So anyway,
love us spells.
And we're deficient in flu vaccines. Obviously, we're not getting our kids these things any more than we want our moms and dads or grandmas and grandpas to get them. And this year they're predicting, Ty, I don't know if you heard, 20% efficacy, which is not really prevention of flu. It's about eliciting antibodies. But now they're acknowledging that even if they work, even if 20% of the time they get antibodies, they're saying that the protection that they believe it affords you will start waning within weeks.
You've got to be kidding me. Within weeks, and if you look at the ingredients in the flu shot, it is just jam-packed with all kinds of neurotoxins. And so, look, that's what vaccination should be all about. It should be a risk-benefit analysis. We should be told this will probably not work for more than a few weeks. And on the flip side, even if it does work for a few weeks, here's the neurotoxins that it contains. Would you like to inject your child with this toxic slew of crap? And if people were given informed consent and they knew the dangers of the vaccines, I think that vaccine usage would plummet overnight. So that's why informed consent is not given. People are not told about the dangers of vaccines.
Yeah.
And that's why so many kids are and adults are being injured.
Yeah. By the way, this we're not making this up. This is a study published in Clinical Infectious Diseases. And as like, you can't make this up. I mean, if they were thinking, all right, RSV and TMB, not big fans of vaccines, they're probably just going to make something up. Like, no, we don't have to. We're going right to the clinical peer-reviewed journals, and they're showing how ludicrous it is. They say contracting flu risk climbs about 16% for every 28 days after vaccination. Again, and that's only considering that maybe 20%, it's probably less, are going to get antibody responses that are supposedly appropriate to the strain that is the correct circulating strain or strains, which they often guess wrong. So it's like 16%, 20%, if it's 1 or 2%. But as you point out, Ty, the deleterious impact of the nasty things in the flu shot can suppress your immune system even if you have antibodies.
Well, yeah, and now they're talking about, you know, the pertussis vaccine. It's widely known now that you can actually be a carrier of whooping cough, pertussis, for up to about, I think it's something like 5 weeks after the vaccine without even knowing it. You can be a silent carrier, exposing everybody that you come into contact with the actual pertussis bacteria that can then get them sick. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's worse than it not working. It's actually masking the symptoms so that you get more people sick as a result of the vaccine. But nobody's talking about that. That's what
right.
We have to.
And each year, they have a few weeks after they say, this is our flu shot this year, to test it, to show that it is safe and efficacious, which is ludicrous if you think you can determine safety and or efficacy in those weeks before you bring it to market every year. That's why I believe the attacks on the flu shot, the acknowledgement within the peer-reviewed literature, is setting the stage for, I don't know when, but sooner probably rather than later, of the so-called universal flu vaccine, universal flu shot. They're saying, oh, this one's different, this one's engineered, it's synthetic, it's this, it's that. It's going to all the other flu shots, forget them. We got the good one now, Ty Bollinger.
The universal flu shot, yeah, we can all look forward to that. I know a couple of families that won't be participating in that.
Yeah, I'd rather have Jean-Claude Van Damme and the universal soldier protect me than the universal flu shot. All right, folks, there goes another Outside the Box, a wonderful addition. Thank you, Super D. Thank you, Eric on the board. TMB, my buddy, my brother, tell them what they need to know because we gots to go.
Everybody needs to remember that the power to heal is yours.
Amen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.